really well the first 36 minutes. That's about the best we played from an efficiency standpoint. You know, like Vital, you know, company kicked our butt on the glass the first 36 minutes, and then they destroyed us the last four. But I thought we did a lot of good things. We shot the ball better. We were efficient offensively. We totally controlled the game, up 20 at the under four timeout, I think. And then, you know, I made a mistake and subbed, and it got all screwed up. But certainly, you know, the story that I'm leaving with is that, you know, we've got a good road win today, not that we played crap like crap the last 4 minutes.
How much did Devon factor into that start, but also just the efficiency?
Well, he was good today. You know, he was good. I thought Mason, you know, he did a good job on Mason, even though Mason got double figures. I thought he did a good job on him for the most part. And you know, I think Devon's playing at a pretty high level. You know, he only takes four shots. And you know, he was 7-7 from the line till the last 4 minutes and did a pretty good job of running the show and getting us into what we needed to do.
Bill, the players said you all found out that the Baylor was just Clark, like, yeah, moments before tip-off.
Yeah.
That change how you could have adjusted to get ready for it, or did you just have to kind of go as the game progressed, dealing with it, knowing that he wasn't the player?
Well, that's kind of a – we're not bright enough, and I'm certainly not, to be able to do a lot of different things, you know, right there, right before a game or whatnot. So we played exactly the same way we would have if he had played. The one thing that we didn't, you know, to me, he would be a hard guy because how do you guard him on the post? You know, if you send a second to him, then obviously that could kind of mess with your rotation. So that was something that definitely affected us in a positive way, that we didn't have to do that. That if he was available, then of course we would have probably ran a second guy at him, and we don't play that way very often. We usually trap with our five. We don't trap with our guards, and so that probably did help us a little bit with the preparation, even though there was, all we did was just mention it. You know, we didn't have to have time to do much else.
What did you do to hold them without a field goal for the first 10.5 minutes of the game?
Well, I think they helped us some, too. You know, you'd like to think your defense was pretty good, but you also, the reality of it is basketball. So, you know, when they shoot, you know, if it's a good shot, it's got a 50% chance to go in, usually. So I think that they shot it really poorly early, and I think our defense was pretty good. And then the law of percentages kind of played out after that.
I feel like Diedrich was maybe a little bit more active inside defensively, just
getting
his hands.
I thought he was more active because he got five steals and he got five block shots, you know, that were just wall up blocks. So I thought that was good, but that's the worst he's rebounded the ball all year long. So I'll say yes to your question. Okay, he was more active in some ways, but certainly not rebounding the ball.
And Bobby, what'd you think of him?
I thought Ochai was great again. You know, I thought, you know, he's becoming one of our best players, and you know, he's poised, and he, you know, made a couple of athletic plays, kept some balls alive, and certainly shot it pretty well. But and he's probably has as much poise as anybody down the stretch in a very, very small pool of players that did. But he probably had as much poise as anybody.
You have an update on Mitch?
I don't know exactly. I don't even know whose neck he hit, but I think he hit somebody like here or here, and it cut him too, I think. And so, but he had at least 8 stitches. I mean, it cut all the way through. It's nasty. So you know, he'll be very tender for a while.
What was Marcus's injury?
I think he just hit it. Okay. Nothing significant, I don't think.
What about that kind of great thing when you look at his performance?
The first 36 minutes, I thought he's great. So I do, you know, he made shots. I thought he played well, made a couple of hard shots at the end of the clock. He played really well. You know, he didn't play like a senior down the stretch, but I thought he was pretty good today.
He joins that 1,000-point club. You know, I know you were looking forward to a lot of things when you decided to come back. You decided to welcome him back. Put the team first, all that stuff. What's that mean for him to get to this, even though that's an individual thing?
Well, I think anytime, you know, I played with a guy at Oklahoma State named Brad Livingstone, and he was just short of the 1,000-point club.
He was 950
points short. I was 900, so we were kind of the same group. But I would think that would be a kind of a measuring stick for a really good career. If you can score 1,000 points, you're a good college player, and he's obviously a good college player. So I'm happy for him for that.
He said or I think Diedrich said, you told him to shoot 7 threes or make 7 threes?
I told him to make 7 in the first half.
Why?
You know, why?
Yeah.
Because I said everybody's, you know, why don't you be unselfish? Everybody's saying it's about you. It's your birthday. Why don't you do something for me and make 7? And so he did his part. He played pretty well.
Obviously, Ben got a ton of offensive rebounds. So how much of that is on Diedrich because he's usually so good on the glass, like you mentioned,
I think it's on everybody. We were just soft. We were soft. We got punked on the glass. We did some other things pretty well, but that was an area. You know, rebounding is such a misleading stat sometimes. You know, like you could get beat on the glass, but if you have, you know, 10 more steals than your opponent, it's misleading because there's 10 less possessions. You get a chance to get a defensive rebound. You know, a team that misses a ton of free throws, the second end of a free throw, you get credit for a defensive rebound when, you know, that's not really saying much. So rebounding stats can be skewed, but that wasn't skewed tonight. That was a beat down.
I mentioned the good road win. That's what you'll take away. What's the significance? I mean, Iowa State beat you like they did and then came down here and lost, and now you come down here and win. I mean, just big picture, what's the significance of that?
I don't know that there is significance. And we're going to have another road game where we play poorly. I mean, it's a good league, and you know, Baylor will win the vast majority of the games they play at home. So even though tonight, you know, I understand what Scott and his staff went through because, you know, they found out yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, that Tristan got hurt. I think he got hurt yesterday. I could be off, but I thought that's what it was. And non-contact, screwy deal, you know, and the same thing happens with Doak, you know, and here you got two of the five best big men in our league for sure that are, you know, that are both lost for the season. But it stings you, and they may have been stung early, and then when they realized that, hey, we got nothing to lose and play, then you know, they were obviously much better late.
Any Monday night thoughts?
You know, I haven't studied Texas. I know they're really long, of course, and Jackson Hayes is taking the league, you know, by storm for the most part, from a potential standpoint. And I don't know if Jericho played today. I have no idea. But you know, with Roach and Coleman and others, you know, they've obviously got a good team. I think Texas is 2-2, if I'm not mistaken. So really, everybody's chasing Tech, obviously, and they had a great win at Texas today. But Texas, they can beat anybody in our league. That's evident by winning in Manhattan by 20.